Hi there. The word for today is, what's your ox goad? Judges 3 verse 31. Shamgar struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. He too saved Israel. Because the Israelites disobeyed God, they ended up enslaved the Philistines, who ruled them by fear and intimidation. But Shamgar refused to be intimidated. He decided to disrupt the status quo, and he did it with an ox goad. You say, what's that? It was a long stick used by farmers to prod their oxen into pulling the load, moving forward. Shamgar refused to let what he could not do keep him from doing what he could. After all, God plus one equals a majority, right? And if God be for you, as it says in Romans 8 verse 31, who can successfully come against you? So, that day Shamgar grabbed his ox goad and charged 600 Philistine soldiers. Now I'm sure initially the enemy chuckled at his makeshift weaponry. That is, until he started wielding it. Then the look in his eyes struck fear into their hearts. Listen. Courage doesn't wait until the situation favors you, or the plan is perfectly formed, or the tide of opinion turns in your favor. Courage only waits for one thing, a green light from God. And when God gives you the go, it's full steam ahead, no questions asked. It's about attacking the problem with whatever ox goad God has given you. It's an all-out assault on the forces of darkness. By deciding to become salt and light wherever God has placed you. It's more than just pointing out the problems. It's committing yourself to become part of the solution. It's more than just having a heart for Christ. It's deciding to take action and become His hands and feet in the situation. Instead of sitting on the sidelines because you believe others are more qualified, it's using what God has given you, and asking Him to bless it. Or as the songwriter put it, little is much when God is in it. And that's the word for you today.